This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today's show is my regular end-of-the-month show called Conversations with Carol. And what that means is that I'm really not going to be covering a specific topic today. I am going to be talking about the energy that's going on right now because it is really, really very strong. It's not only nudging us into doing something and taking action, it's actually sometimes kicking us in the backside in order to do it. So I'm going to talk about that. But mainly what the Conversation with Carol show is, it's all about talking to you, taking your calls, and sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. So if you do have a question for me and about your health, or maybe your career, relationships, or the indecisiveness that you may be experiencing, knowing that you need to move forward, maybe the decisions that you've made that you just would like some validation on. I'm really good at all of those things. Not good at what are you going to be when you grow up, but some of the other things I can actually help you with. So if you do have a question, call me. You can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canadian callers can use that number as well. And then international callers, I get a lot of callers from Europe and then also South America. Just dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. I also would like to let you know that I'm offering a brand new workshop that's going to be available in the El Dorado Hills, Sacramento, California area. The name of it is Understanding and Healing Pain. It's not the what hurts, it's the why it hurts. And one of the things that I've been doing as a medical intuitive, and especially, you know, dealing with people that are working with pain or dealing with pain, whether it's from an acute situation, meaning that maybe it's an injury or a burn or a surgery. But one of the things that I found, especially over the last couple of years, more pervasive than even before, is this constant chronic pain that people are experiencing. And the more that I would hear about the pain and look at the way that it was all connected, the way that I do as a medical intuitive, I thought, you know, I really need to connect the dots around this pain and why do we experience it? I mean, we understand we experience it if we have some kind of an injury, but what causes pain to become chronic? And the more I researched it, the more I worked with people, the more that I found is the reason that pain becomes chronic is because of the way the brain adapts to those pain messages, to the point very quickly it adapts and recognizes and realizes and believes that those pain messages are normal. And as a result, it goes into that supportive state of those pain messages. And what I also found at the root of all pain messages, whether it's acute or chronic, is fear. And the minute that we get into that fear and we set off that chain reaction of fight or flight, the brain adapts and adjusts as if it is the norm. Fascinating information, something I'm really looking forward to sharing at this workshop. This workshop actually does, for the state of California, meet the requirements for 6 CEUs, continuing education units, for RNs, marriage and family therapists, and then also licensed clinical social workers. So the class itself is on June 23rd in the Sacramento El Dorado Hills area. If it's something that you can attend, I would love to have you attend. And then also, if you do experience chronic pain, I'm going to be sharing a lot of information about the adaptability of the brain and how can we retrain that brain to not accept those pain messages as readily without having to use medication. Some cases we have to. That's part of the retraining of the brain. But then also going in and saying, you know, we can do this through affirmations, visualization, hypnotherapy. There's a lot of things that I'm going to be sharing that we can do, that we literally can talk and visualize our brain into being pain-free, and as a result, our body's pain-free. So again, the date of that is May 23rd. It's a Saturday workshop class. It runs from 9:30 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. I have a lot of interest in it. My sense is I'm going to be taking this nationally because of the interest that I've received so far that's helped me in my research and putting it together. And then people that are just plain tired of being in this constant pain, because what it does is your world shrinks and then it limits your ability to live life the way that you desire. So excellent workshop, class. I'm very, very excited about it. Certainly learning a lot of things myself and how I can apply the things. So I'm a living example of the things that I'm going to be sharing. So if you are interested in finding more information about the class itself, or signing up to register, you can go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and find out the information. You can register online, and then I hope to see you in California, and then we'll see where it goes. Maybe I'll take it to Minnesota and some of the other areas in the fall. So please do join me. And then I may even eventually take this online. I'm trying to get into that mode where I'm doing online classes. So, again, if nothing else, you might just want to read the information, because it will start the shift of perception of what pain is all about. One of the things I always do with the Conversations with Carol show, besides taking all of the calls that I'm going to be doing and answering questions, is I always start the show by an energy update. And I need to go OMG, 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 because the energy right now is where before I've talked about this year of it being fast and furious, it still is that. But the energy that we're experiencing right now that really happened with this annular eclipse, this solar eclipse that we had on May 21st, 2012, really opened up a portal, kind of an open space for this energy of the sacred feminine to come forward. And that energy is very compassionate. It's very sensitive, but it's very strong. It's charged with self-confidence. And it's the type of energy that basically is saying to us, do something. Instead of thinking about it, being fearful of taking those steps, making those changes, at least keep the momentum of change going. So do something. And the energy of the sacred feminine is a very intense, strongly charged energy, but it's also an energy that's charged with compassion. And what I mean by that is it isn't the compassion that we really show other people in our definition where we feel sorry for them. The energy of the sacred feminine is all about us. It's about allowing us to bring forward that soul purpose, that divine nature of who we are, to be able to bring that divine nature and that behavior associated with it into our everyday lives, specifically into our decision making. The sacred feminine doesn't mean that it's only feminine energy. It also is a combination of feminine and masculine energy. Another way to say it is it's the energy that the Mayans referred to in their calendars in the shifting of consciousness, where the male and the female come together, create an androgynous state of homeostasis, meaning balance, where we can flow freely between the feminine compassion and then that spiritual soul nature of who we are, and then also that physical nature of who we are. So it really is the time where the physical and the spiritual meld, blend, have that sacred union, and then come into that place of consciousness to where our decisions can really integrate our head and heart without us having to think about it or to suffer from it if it doesn't feel right. But the energy in this portal that's opened, it was a portal from May 21st that will happen till June 25th. The energy is going to still be there, but it's like this opening that says, this is what you need to do. You need to step forward. Make a decision. If you aren't sure if it's the right decision, gather as much as you can, make the decision, and then learn from the process of that decision and tweak it and perfect it and refine it and reinvent it, recreate it, whatever words we want to add to it, and to be able to take that energy and allow it to move us forward in that way where we're that compassionate warrior, where we can feel that sensitivity, connect with ourselves intuitively, bring our soul's purpose forward in a meaningful way, and yet do it with intensity, do it with passion, do it with courage, do it with self-confidence. That's what the warrior is. The warrior isn't about going out and, you know, bulldozing our way through life or being in that compassionate feminine part where we become submissive. It's about allowing that inner part, that physical part, soul, it body to be able to come together, that mind to be able to assist us in making choices that are healthy for us, healthy for us psychologically and also physically. So this is a time, as my guides keep saying, Carol, just do it. And I keep hearing that over and over again. It's like, but I'll negotiate all the time. Well, I don't have all the information. I don't have all the right answers. And the message is the same in this time period, in this portal that's open, is Carol, just do it. And I want to share that with you. Just do it. Then what will happen is the experiences will lead you perfectly where you're supposed to be, instead of fear driving us because we don't have enough, or we might do something stupid, or we might make a mistake. So the energy, very, very passionate, very courageous, very self-confident, very strong energy. Difficult to be able to turn down the mental chatter. We have to work at it. And then to allow that intuitive, insightful soul part of us that wants to be seen, wants to be heard, wants to integrate itself in our daily activities. It is the soul's time now, and the sacred feminine is what allows us to be able to live that life. Fascinating, isn't it? I love all the energy and the messages, and if we just can move beyond, and I say this to myself actually while I'm saying on the radio, if we can just move beyond what we think is right and follow what we feel is right, then we will always be in the right place at the right time. Well, let me go ahead, because I keep coming in and saying this is a Conversations with Carol today, so let's go ahead and let's do line one. Hi, how are you, hon?
Hi, girl.
Hi. Nice to see your name on my board again. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
You are so welcome. So how can I help you, hon?
My first question is, I talked to you, as you know, that I think last month, and you said there is a big problem with my, I mean, sixth and third and the first chakra.
Correct.
And do you see any improvement in that? Because I've been trying to work and then clearing myself. And I have to tell you one more thing. You said that I have a child next to me, a crystal child.
Yes.
But somehow I feel that I've already conceived. Do you think that's a possibility?
I do.
Oh. Oh my god.
How's that? Now I'm gonna kind of give you a different perspective also. The
okay.
Part of the thing that you've conceived is the changes that you've done in the opening of your sixth chakra. You've allowed your crystal energy to be able to come forward. So you're giving that life force to your own crystal indigo aspect of who you are, and you're opening up your perception of things to where you're not at the bottom of the mountain looking up. You're at the top of the mountain looking at the view, the panoramic view, to the point where you're not getting as locked into only looking in one direction. So great work. The thing that I'm picking up with you is when you decided, and you did, it was a conscious decision. I may have helped. I'm going to take a little credit for it, but thank you for that. But when you made that decision, because it always comes down to that, when you made that decision to open yourself up and to allow yourself to integrate and flow freely and to use that intuitive part and to trust yourself and those baby steps that you've taken, it's interesting because the energy in the first chakra, in that vaginal area, that ability to be able to bring forth a child and everything, no longer do you have that fear of survival. No longer are you afraid that maybe you aren't going to carry a child. It's kind of like the energy, sweetie, I was talking about. It's like, you know what?
Oh,
all I can
God.
Do is all I can do is try. And, you know, if it works, then so be it. If it doesn't, then I've served my purpose to the soul that I'm carrying. And maybe that agreement in some cases is the soul just wants to come in and do a test ride, as I call it, in the physical body. But you opened yourself up, and I'm going to say, I've got goosebumps all over, sweetheart. The thing that you let go of shame. You let go of feeling bad about yourself because you couldn't do certain things. And you just, that's huge. I mean, it just makes me want to weep. It just gives me the goosebumps. I cannot give you enough gold stars for
oh my
what you've
God.
Done. What you've done. So You're an inspiration for me and all of the listeners. So good job. Wow.
Thank you.
You're really taking advantage of this energy. Boom.
Oh,
kicks you in the bottom. Away you go.
I really didn't know what to do. I mean, I don't know what I did. I just
yes,
worked on myself, but
you trusted. You trusted yourself, didn't you?
Oh, my God. Yes, I did.
Absolutely.
Do you see it's a male energy or a female energy? Do you have that information now?
No, not at this point in time. The soul that is actually intertwined with you, I'm going to say it that way, is still in the process of going through the decision as far as its work with you and your work with it. This is a very intimate time that you're experiencing, and it is part of your being able to experience the changes in your physical body for you to be able to allow yourself to be open and receive the messages and the gift that the soul has. And as a result, you're going to be helping this soul be able to go back into human form, to feel what it's like, to be able to get that human brain back into the activity. So there's a lot of initial bonding and connection that's happening at this period of time between you and the soul. One of the things is that in this process is trust yourself that whatever will be, will be. I'm not implying that it will not go to full term, but this is a very intimate personal time between the soul that you've called in and your own soul. Honor it, love it, be open to it. Listen to what it says. Listen to what your body says. It is a wonderful gift that you're being given to be able to connect with yourself in a healthy way. So we'll just, you know, call it, you know, talk to it, love it, you know, bring it forward, trust that it will be as it should, and then it will just unfold in a very, very beautiful way, sweetie.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yep. Very, very much so. So you have another question, right?
Yeah, it's regarding my mother.
Yes.
She had an ankle fracture around seven, eight years back.
Mm-hmm.
Everything seems to be healed, but she still have a leg pain, and she's also working with her weight issues.
Okay, very good. Yes, the thing with your mom is that does she do massage? Is she open to massage, Reiki, anything?
I think massage just recently started, I think, a couple of weeks back, going
okay,
for a
good.
Massage. Yeah.
Good. That will help her, because what has happened is that her body over the course of the healing time has been trying to adapt and to find what I call its stride. It's trying to figure out how to maintain the balance that the structure needs in order to not put too much pressure on the area that's healing, to keep her pelvic floor, her sacroiliac joint, where it's balanced so we don't have muscles pulling on either side of the lumbar sacral part of the vertebrae. She's still got some adjustment. The massage will help with some of the muscle tension that she's carrying in that area. Anytime she gets in any discomfort, her mind is immediately going in and going, oh my gosh, it's not healed. Is it vulnerable again? Am I going to do this? And what it's doing is it feels like the ankle itself is causing, it feels like the left leg, it's causing that left knee to bow out. So it's almost like she's getting a little bit of what I would call a bow-legged, and it's throwing her gait off. It's throwing her stance off, her posture off. That may be why she's experiencing some of the discomfort. It may not be the injury itself. It may be that memory that's in the muscles, but it definitely has to do with the pelvic floor itself. It has to do with lumbar 1, 5, S1, and S3. So those are the vertebrae that are actually involved in this process. L1 is pulling one direction, L5 another, S1 one direction, L3 another, and it's got her pelvic floor kittywampus to the point where she's not standing straight. And my sense is that's what's causing the leg pain itself.
Okay.
So
and
I think massage will definitely help.
Okay,
absolutely,
okay.
Because it really, sweetie, it really is a muscular issue that she's dealing with. There's some anxiety that has come up in the last 2 weeks that feels like it's surfaced. It's probably part of the works that she's been burying under the rug. We all do that. that's causing some anxiety to come up. She knows she needs to step forward. Some changes need to be made, whether they have to do with health, relationships, life, interest, bringing her soul work forward. There's a lot of things. She's in a, you know, if we were talking with children, she is in a major growing spurt right now and trying to sort through it. And I get some anxiety that's tightening the muscles and pulling on the vertebrae itself.
Okay. I'll just let her know and... thank you so much for your insight, Carol.
Well, you are welcome. Thank you for doing your good work.
Oh, my God. Thank you. You just made my day.
Very good. Well, just, you know, love that little soul for what it's going to give you. So anyway, very, very good.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, sweetheart. All right. So let's go ahead. Barbara in Minnesota, line two.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, good. How can I help you?
I'm having this issue, actually, it's been going on for a while, in my left hip area. I can't tell if it's muscles, if it's related to menopause, if it's the bones. I can't figure out what it is. I've had other people, specialists, look at it.
And they probably didn't find anything, did they?
No, I mean, they can't quite, you know, get a handle.
Yeah.
They try their thing, and it doesn't seem to do anything.
Exactly. So one of the things they're looking for that I immediately went in and looked at is I wanted to be sure that the large bone, the hip bone, the femur, is actually seated in the ball socket the way that it needs to, make sure that we don't have any kind of slippage. That was the first thing that I looked for. The second thing is I went in and I looked at the cartilage in that area, the cushion that allows that ball socket, that bone to be able to seat itself in the ball socket that works as a shock absorber. There's a little bit of degeneration of the cartilage itself, but not enough that I can really, that I could go in and say, okay, what we have is we have a potential hip replacement issue. I'm not picking that up, sweetie. I am not picking up, even though I can pick up in other parts of your body, the predisposition in some areas and some osteoporosis in other areas. So in other areas of the body, I do have a little bit of bone degeneration that's taking place, but I don't have it in the hip area itself. Now, the way that I'm working with you, sweetie, is I'm trying to validate some of the things that you've been told or they've looked at, and then also to let you know that what they came up in their findings is accurate from the standpoint of the process of elimination. So you can let go of those things, not wondering, did they make a mistake? Did they not read it right? And so forth. So in that particular standpoint, looking at the hip, looking at the cartilage, a little bit of degeneration in the cartilage itself. But again, I'm not finding any osteoporosis in that particular hip itself. When I go in and I start working in the vertebrae, and I start working in the thoracic vertebrae, which is the mid-back, that's where I start to get a little bit of bone degeneration that's associated with osteoporosis. What that will do, honey, is it will cause the vertebrae below that area to have to constantly be adjusting, moving, tweaking, setting itself the way that it needs to. That can create some pain. And what it's doing is where it is located in the thoracic vertebrae 10, 11, in that particular area is putting pressure on the lumbar. Your left hip is actually elevated. Your right shoulder has dropped down. So you've got a torque that's taking place, sweetie, that's causing your muscles to constantly be pulling on each other. They're trying to do their job to straighten you the way that it needs to. You also have a little bit of inflammation. Do you suffer from tendonitis, sweetie? Have you experienced that?
I don't think I even know what that is.
Okay. It's most tendonitis we refer to as like a tennis elbow, where we can feel pain in joint area where we have tendons that are actually attaching to the bone itself. It's an inflammation that we just get some aches and pains in certain areas. I can pick up a little bit of tendonitis in your body. Nothing to worry about, honestly. It's just that we need to find out what that inflammation's from. I'll do that in a moment. And then also, it may be that you can use topical homeopathic creams. You might want to even consider doing some St. John's wort, maybe some magnesium that'll help with the muscles, passion flower for the pain. There's some things you can do from a holistic standpoint. But that inflammation is something that it feels like that we have that, and it's causing everything to torque and tighten down. That may be part of the pain itself.
Okay,
so let me go in, because I keep coming back. Everything I'm coming back to is immune system. I'm taking a deep breath. I'm running your body. That's what I'm basically doing. I'm trying to go in and say, okay, so why do we have this inflammation showing up in the areas? And I keep coming to second chakra. I keep coming to the fact that your body is acidic. Your body is doing what it's designed by creating inflammation. It's trying to protect the areas that feel like they have weaknesses. Candida is not a norm with you, but I do have a yeast overgrowth. So let me go and see if I can do it this way. The last 10 days to 2 weeks, have you been having different cravings? Are you low on energy? Not trying to put, you don't have to, I don't mean to put words in your mouth or to try to commit you, sweetie.
No, I would say that's very accurate, where it's just like, boy, I really have a lot to do and I can't do it. I don't have the energy.
Yeah, exactly. And do you find that you are eating foods, different foods or more of the foods? I've got some food reactions that are taking place. They're sensitivities. They're not intolerances. But for some reason, you feel like these cravings, this low energy, cravings meaning you need the energy and the glucose. It feels like your diet is getting more heavy in the acidic foods, and I've got a pH imbalance that could cause that overgrowth to occur, that could cause that inflammatory reaction where your immune system's running through your body like a little screaming me, saying, where can I go? What can I do? So, let's see. What can we do with that? Do you drink aloe juice, aloe water?
I have in the past. I haven't lately, but...
You might want to try that. We want to cool the gut down. We want to alkalize you. You might want to consider taking an ibuprofen or an Aleve or Tylenol or something. They are very acidic, but what it will do is it will stop that inflammatory reaction. It will help with the pain. That will give your mind a chance to stop fixating on it. So let me go back in. Oh my God, this is really a stress reaction. This is really a stress reaction that you're experiencing at this time. Everything that I've said has viability to it, and the process is there. But what has occurred in the last 10 to 14 days is, for some reason, your stress level has elevated to the point where you feel like you're having difficulty coping. You feel overwhelmed to me. You feel like, excuse me, that could go in and be part of what you're saying, that you've got so much to do and you just don't feel like or maybe have the energy to do it. Okay, so you heard me clear my throat. I'm going to take a deep breath on that. There's somebody, I'm going to just say it, there's somebody that's bugging you in your life right now, sweetie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's creating an irritation.
Yes.
And that irritation, we don't want to become your irritation with you, because then it sets off this chain reaction. There's something, I cleared my throat, that was the energy of the person. You're not being heard. You're frustrated about that. And so it feels like you've said something many, many times, still not being heard. I'm going to say to you, just keep on saying it. Say it from not an intensity where it's feeling like you against the other person. But boy, sweetie, there's something that just needs to, you got to get it off your chest, quit carrying it on your back, take it off your shoulders, get that immune system where it needs. That's the real point of that's creating the stress.
So, it's difficult to deal with somebody who doesn't hear you from different angles.
I know. But, you know, I can tell you from the work that I've done, when we're reactionary, when we feel compromised, it becomes a power struggle. And in that power struggle, we're not going to be heard. So what we do is in a power struggle, we actually take a deep breath and sometimes have to walk away. But when we talk from our heart and we let our boundaries, let the person know that they have overstepped our boundaries in a way from our heart, it has a different vibration and they get it. And so what I might encourage is that in the heat of the moment, in the power struggle, because in that place you're going to lose. And what you do is when it gets to a place where it's calm, you have a chance to think it through, feel it in your heart, then what you'll be able to do is to be able to talk to the person from your heart in a way that it's that you say something to the effect, you know what, that hurts my feelings, that's overstepping my boundaries, it's against my values, whatever words you want. And when you say it from that calm, heartfelt way, they're going to hear it. They won't like it. They won't like it. Understand that. But you will feel better because at least you said something and you said it a different way. And then change does occur in that place. And it isn't about ultimatums. It's just about honest from the heart saying, you know what? This is just not acceptable. I'm not being heard. I'm not feeling heard. I'm not feeling like I'm respected or valued. And when you say those things, however you put it into your words based on your personality, they will hear what you're saying. And then you may have to say it again, but that will relieve a lot of this pressure and a lot of this self-directed irritation that I'm picking up that's causing psychologically a lot of the roots of what's happening in your body. As a medical intuitive, when it comes to the hips are where we stand tall. It's the trunk of our tree. It's where we have that courage. We're going to flex with the wind and so forth, but we are going to survive, and that's what it's really saying.
That's great. The one thing I don't know if it's my pattern or reaction to hearing or dealing with someone like that. Is that a natural thing? Is there some way I can put something around myself so I don't have that pattern of reaction.
Yeah, the reality of it, honey, is that it's your personality. Your personality is one, you're sensitive, you're kind, you're gentle, you wear your heart on your shirt sleeve, you cheerlead most people, you have a wonderful way to be able to see the goodness even in people that aren't necessarily showing their goodness. So it's a pattern, and your intent and your desire is to be of service, but it isn't always received the other way with other personalities. So from the inherent neurology of who you are, your toes are going to get stepped on, sweetie. And when they do, you can either bury it, which you've done, and you've learned that that's not what you want to do, or what you can do is if you get compromised to a point where the adrenaline is running through you, where you get into that fear-based place or you're afraid you're going to say something that might be hurtful, then just don't say anything at all. But say something at some point in time. It's just an instinctive human reaction that the mind goes through, the brain goes through, when we experience emotional, physical compromise. It's what makes you who you are, and it's what also is the gift that can help you bring forward your truth.
Thank you.
I will tell you, if you, in the heat of the moment, turned around and walked away, you won't have to say anything. That will be such a change in behavior that the other person's going to lose their power struggle with you, and they are going to think, what the you-know-what just happened. And then you can come back at some point in time and discuss it.
That's beautiful.
Sometimes it is that kind of old cliche, silence is, you know, the most powerful thing that we can say. So something to that. But I'd have to do a lobotomy on you, sweetie, to get you to a place that I can't have you as sensitive and sharing that sensitivity with others. And personally, I don't want that to go away. I just want you to walk away.
That was so helpful.
Well,
thank you.
You
took me through a whole circuit.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Carol.
You. You are so welcome. Thank you for being so open to me. Light and love to you, honey. Have a great week, and it's going to be fun. The changes are going to be there. All right, so let's go ahead and take a quick station break. I'm going to be right back taking your calls. If you do have a question for me, give me a buzz. I'll tell you more about that, but stay tuned. It's a Conversations with Carol Day.
Is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guest. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome back, and if you're just joining me right now, that today is a Conversations with Carol Day. What that means is really no specific topic that I'm going to be talking about. However, I do love your help in helping me decide what topics I should be covering on the show. So if you do have a suggestion for a show that you would like me to do, then just send me an email, or actually go to my website, www.reitberger.com. Go to my radio, the radio tab, click on it. I've got this cute little Babylonian that said submit suggestion, and send me your suggestion. And then what I'll do is I'll put it in the lineup in my future shows. That always is very, very helpful for me. So, that's one of the things. And then also I am taking your calls because it is a Conversations with Carol Day. So if you want to call me at 877-230-3062, that number is good in the U.S. and Canada, and then also international callers. I talked about in the first segment about a new class that I'm doing, Understanding and Healing Pain, that's going to be taking place June 23rd in the El Dorado Hills, Sacramento area. I also have an evening of readings that is going to be taking place the Friday night before on June 22nd. At 7 to 9 p.m., that's Pacific Daylight Time, again in El Dorado Hills, Sacramento, California. That evening of readings, very similar to what I'm doing on the show today, where I talk about an energy update, and then I go in and take as many questions as I can from the audience. It's something that I love to do very much. It's the same way that I love to do it on my show. Then also, I'm going to be offering a class in Reno, Nevada on June 9th, which is a Saturday, and then an evening of readings in the Reno, Nevada area on Friday, June 8th. And the new class that I'm offering in Reno is called Your Personality, Your Health. It's based on my book by the same name. If you're interested in that book, you can find it on Amazon.com or HayHouse.com. And what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be talking about the personality and your neurology, as I was talking to the listener, the caller before I went on the commercial break, is that I'm going to be talking about how that neurology really influences how you make decisions, how you interact in the outer world, and then also how that personality can increase your susceptibility to specific kinds of illnesses, and how can you read your body based on personality to know where that shoulders, when they first start getting tight, what that, for that green personality, what those tight shoulders are saying. Come on, you don't need to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. Let's stretch that neck. Let's drop those shoulders. Let's get relaxed. Something that is being said, done, or you're seeing from the external world is causing you compromise and causing you to become stressed. So I'm going to be talking a lot about personality. Everyone who goes through this particular workshop is going to learn their personality color. I'm going to show them their neurology, map it in their physical body so they can learn to listen to the messages of their body to be able to minimize the impact of stress and shorten the cycle, which stress, of course, is the common denominator of all illness. So again, you can check out both of my workshops, Understanding and Healing Pain, Your Personality, Your Health, and then also find out information on the Evening of Readings. And you can also register for the events online on my website, www.ritberger.com. All right, so let me go ahead and jump right in. Let's take James. Hi, James.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Doing well, but just feeling a lot of anxiety, and I'm not quite sure what I can do to help alleviate that.
Well, I'm going to go a woo-woo alert. I'm going to go woo-woo first. You're very sensitive. You know that. You're also very empathic. You're picking up a lot of energy of other people. There's a tremendous amount of indecisiveness that people are experiencing right now. That indecisiveness, being a problem solver that you are, you're wanting to help people and solving those problems, but in many cases they don't even understand what those problems are. So they're kind of in that abyss of indecisiveness. The other thing is being empathic and being as sensitive as you are to energy. Now you've got it on a physical level, but you're also feeling this indecisiveness, this tension in the energy field itself. And what it's doing is it's causing you to try to figure out how are you going to balance your physical nature with your spiritual nature, do your soul's work, still be a human in the process, be able to help people solve their problems when they don't know what their problems are. Can you start to see how those adrenals are... Those adrenals are kind of beating the tom-tom. They're in there and they're just going, okay, so where do you want to go, James? Let's see, do we beat them over here? Do we beat them over there and everything? So what you're doing is you're feeling a lot of this unrest that has been going on. You should start feeling, and excuse me for saying it that way. It's interesting the way that came out. I usually rarely will use but, never, or should. In this particular case, you should start feeling some reprieve and some calm that's going to start coming over your own physical nature and that energetic part of who you are as we're getting closer to that June 5th dynamics where that portal is going to basically close up. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't access it, but the universe so kindly, intuitively, sensitive, being sensitive, knows when we hit that place that we feel like we just can't move forward. It's like looking through a looking glass and being able to see what we need to do. That portal opened up May 21st. It'll close down on June 5th, and then we will get to live the decisions that we are making. The other thing is, hon, when I come in and I touch you, work. There's a lot going on at work, isn't there?
Yeah. I'm trying to finish my undergraduate degree kind of late in life, but also trying to do volunteer work as internship credit.
Yes. And then you're trying to juggle that survival part that's associated with manifestation, money, and your sense of responsibility. Is that accurate?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So you energetically feel like it's not that you're doing too much. You're really very capable of doing that. Most people I'd say, oh my gosh, you feel like Gumby, but you really feel like you can wrap your arms around all the different things that you are doing when you can control what you're doing. It feels like you're carrying a lot of responsibility to be accountable for people that are making decisions that you have no control over. Is that accurate?
I would say so.
So what it is that you're feeling anxious because you're going to be held accountable, whether it's to you or to others, to be able to make things happen. But it feels like you've got a team of horses or people around you that are running every which direction. You're trying to lasso them in. You're trying to rein them in. You're trying to get everything that needs. I can pick this up with school, with your the research and being able to find the information, but I can pick it up at work. There's so many underlying dynamics that are happening that people, that it feels like they don't even know what's going on, yet they want you to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Family as well.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And you're juggling and you're doing a heck of a job. But in that juggling, you know, when you start getting a whole bunch of people looking at you as a juggler, it's okay when you're doing it in front of a mirror and it's just you. But when a lot of people are looking at you and saying, you know, James, you're really good at juggling, but don't drop that ball. Don't drop that ball. Don't do that.
Exactly.
You're going to, oh, you're, oh. I
and mean, then everything
you're
gets dropped.
Exactly. And then you go in your loving, normal nature, and I say that with great sarcasm because I am the same way. Then it's like, I should have been able to have done that. What happened?
Yeah.
And
what,
then we go
the
into
hell.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And then, you know, that hell that we drop into is our own selves, where that perfectionist comes forward. We believe we
sure.
can do it all. Oh, and we get tired, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
So that is what's going on. So now,
okay.
to be of service to you, at this point in time, you are hitting the end of some deadlines. Focus, go in and look at what you're doing. Prioritize in your own mind what is most important for you in getting you where you want to go to be able to be of service the way that you desire. Prioritize what is most important to you. Focus your energy on that. The other things will take care of themselves because I know that you will still throw energy their way. But what it'll do is it will help calm your mind to the point where it doesn't feel like it's just running crazy in so many different directions. Mm-hmm. The one
sure.
thing I can tell you, close down your education. You are so close.
Okay.
Work with that. The next thing is the work. The volunteer is certainly a part of what you need to do in order to close down the education. I realize that. But that,
and
that part of
it, career path too.
It is. But what it feels like is it feels like if you take care of what's important, you take care of business, which is the money part of it, then the other part will get the attention that it needs and you'll stop trying to move it to the front burner. That it just isn't a front burner issue. It's important, but it's not a
right.
front burner issue.
Okay.
So that may help. That's part of right. the energy right now. It's about being decisive, focusing. That doesn't mean we have to let go of things, but we just have to focus
right.
our energy in a way that it's productive for us so we can measure our own results. That's really
right.
what this sacred feminine's about.
Sounds
so,
good. Trying to
yeah.
figure out if what certain things are truly important for me to focus on going forward at all.
Absolutely.
Or little or.
No, just right now, just focus on what's important to you. What will get you to where you want to go the
okay.
fastest?
Okay.
And that's where you want to put your energy. What will get
thank
you where you want to go, where you can close that door? And then other doors can open. It's that prioritization that happens when that task list seems unending.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're dealing with.
Okay.
So,
thank you so much for your help.
Well, you are so welcome. And, you know, congratulations on this this degree that you're going after. This is a lot of work.
I can pick it
up energetically. It's a lot of work. It's a big, big project to take on, but you're up to it.
That I am.
Yes, you are. All right. Thanks very much, James. You have a
sure.
wonderful day. I want to jump in. I only have a short period of time, but I want to jump in. Let's do Carrie from Orangevale, California. Hi. How are you, Carrie?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Me too. What a lovey snuggle buddy you are, my love. Did anybody ever tell you that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You are. So how can I help you?
I just had a life of stuff, and I'm adopted, and I was diagnosed with ADHD growing up, and mm-hmm. I battled endometriosis, and I'm trying to heal my body and trying to get on the light path. Because I always knew I was different, and but I felt like I was detached for a long time.
Right.
And I'm doing the low-fat, raw, vegan diet, just trying to get balance in life. And I just want to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, you are, and I'll tell you why you are. The first thing is the fact that you're working to find ways that you belong. That's very, very important. The fact that the endometriosis is tied to the fact that you didn't know if you belonged, and I mean that's as metaphorically said in that crystal energy child being that you are, that's grace this earth. It's always been a struggle between your physical and your spiritual nature, always trying to figure out how you can be of this world without having to be in this world and get trapped by all of the emotional trappings that this world has, losing your individuality. So that part, metaphorically, when I talk about that, the struggle between the physical and the spiritual, that's something that has always been very prevalent. That's that first chakra. The shame that's associated with it, the fact that you were put up for adoption, not understanding why, that's an open-ended issue that feels like that's being resolved, by the way, sweetie, whether you're resolving it or you're getting information associated with it, but you're beginning to feel like you do belong. You're beginning to feel like you're part of a tribe, as Carolyn May says, belonging to others as you know, life says, being able to come in and really, really to be a part of this world. So there's a lot of work that you're doing personally on accepting yourself. You are different, and knowing that you are here at this time because this is when we, all of us that grace this earth, need you to be here. So great work there. You've let go of a lot of the identity associated with not being able to be a part of this world or to know where your tribe or your family is. Great work there. Great work, honey. Just great work there. The fact that you're honoring your body instead of that spiritual part that seems to, as you know, from an ADD perspective, what that spiritual part is, it's like it's floating. It's like it can't be grounded. We can't pay attention. We're not sure what to call it, how it acts, and everything. In that particular aspect, you're learning to ground that spiritual nature as well. The food is going to be a major step in the right direction to physically being able to help your body get where it needs, to the point where it's fed, it has the nutrients, it has the glucose, it has the energy. It's connecting you with your body in a healthy way where you're in control and others aren't in control. All of those things are going to help you. The ADD that you've experienced is your brain in the corpus callosum, that gray area between the two hemispheres. That brain is so charged and rich with neurosynapses that are all trying to talk at one time. Right brain's talking to the left brain's not being able to hear it, it's telling the right brain, slow it down, I can't do the pictures, give me words. The right brain goes, what's the matter with you? You've got the picture, can't you put the words? So what you've got is you've got a neurological intensity that's going on that may make it difficult for you to pay attention to what's happening physically, but spiritually, you are on top of everything.
Now, what about medications? I really don't like to take them, but I'm taking them now because I came from a spell of a really low point with the disease. And I just want to make sure that I get the most clarity that I can, and also to be around like-minded individuals. I'm feeling really alone.
Exactly. And that aloneness is part of the adoption. It's part of everything else. So the thing with the medication, it's helping, honey.
Okay.
It's taking those nerve synapses and it's quieting some of them. It's not turning them off. It's just quieting them to where you don't mentally, emotionally, physically get overwhelmed by all the rhetoric and all the feedback that's occurring. While it may not be something that you want to take because of maybe the stigma associated with it, honey, it's going to give you the time, the space, the mental reprieve that you need in order for you to settle in your skin, pay attention to your food, connect with others who are like you, to feel like you're a part of the tribe. And then after all those things occur, then you can go back and revisit what you're taking. But right now, excellent decision for you to do that, sweetie. I would just embrace it, love it, and know that it's helping you personally. All right. So, my love, I am so sorry to do this to you. I have to cut you off, but, oh, my gosh, what a pleasure to touch your life. All of you, thank you so much for joining me for the Conversations with Carol Show. You have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll see you next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on the Carol Reitberger Show. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to the Carol Reitberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.